This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The School District of Philadelphia has a budget gap of more than $80 million. Among the cost-saving measures being voted on at a meeting tonight is this one. The district wants to stop letting high schoolers who live within 2 miles of campus take the school bus. Kate Davidson has more on the changing economics of school transportation.
Paying for your kids' trip to school can definitely add up. Before today's vote in Philly, public school mom Helen Gim, an activist, worried about more parents paying bus fare.
It's $2.25 each way.
Multiply that by two trips a day over the school year, and she says a family
would have to pay $810 a year per child.
Now, that's the cash price Gim is quoting, but even cheaper token fares add up to hundreds of dollars. The idea of state and district cuts to transportation support is hardly new. In fact, Michael Griffith with the Education Commission of the States says the big cuts came from the recession and have waned.
But they're not going back to the levels before the recession.
He says states and districts want to put money back into other areas first, like teachers.
So they're looking to replenish those areas that were cut that directly impact student learning, and there really isn't the money available in most districts to go back and put it into programs in areas like transportation.
Marguerite Rosa with Georgetown University says it's all about trade-offs. She says higher transportation spending in and of itself isn't necessarily the goal.
If you're not spending the money on transportation, then you get to spend it on something else. So is the higher transportation spending bringing greater student outcomes, or is it bringing lower student outcomes? Because that means there's less spending on math.
Though when subsidized school transportation goes away, families may have to do more math to get through it. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.